My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I got the over on 5 minutes and 28 seconds.
I know
seconds.
You all have the over.
No doubt.
You all have the over. It's 4:33 and 55 seconds, Mark. All right, so that makes 4:38, whatever. Somewhere around 4:39 and a half.
You actually get started.
No, I can start right now.
First of all,
there's Giants news. Luis Matos has been sent down again. So has Randy Rodriguez. We thought that that was probably on the way when Derek Hill was acquired by the Giants from the Rangers yesterday. So right-handed hitting outfielder Derek Hill is here. Matos is sent down. Don't let any more fly balls fall in left field. Derek, don't let any fly balls fall in left field. If you do, you're out. And Randy Rodriguez has been optioned out to make room for tonight's starting pitcher, Robbie Ray. Okay? Giants and Dodgers again tonight, and won't that be fun? We're going to get right back to the opening of Niners camp, and at some point we might talk about Steph Curry too. But I'd like to share this in the hopes that someone in the Giants front office is listening. What we do around my house during baseball season is we watch the game with dinner, no matter what. I am not a turn the TV off dad. We might turn the sound off, but the TV's on because the Giants are playing baseball and we're having dinner. My son today was invited out to dinner and to go swimming after camp with one of his friends. So he said this morning, Dad, can I watch TV? I said, son, we're not watching TV in the morning. Have some breakfast and go to camp. Let's just do this TV free. Maybe we can look at each other and have a conversation. He said, all right, Dad, but just keep in mind, I won't get to watch much TV later because I'm going straight to swim and I'm going to dinner with my friends. I said, that's right, son, but don't worry, when you get home, and I'm going to dinner with the lovely Christy tonight and her family, when we get home, we can watch the Giants and the Dodgers again. He said, Dad, I can't take any more Giants and Dodgers. I can't watch it anymore. My son is 10. He's 10 years old.
And he's had it up to here?
These players at age 10 should be this big. They should be bigger than Willie Mays' statue. He should look at them with his eyes that big. That's what it should feel like when Elliot Ramos comes to the plate. That's what it should feel like. He's 10 years old, and he loves this stuff more than anything in the world. he will not only watch the Giants on TV, he will have an iPad next to him so he can follow what he calls regional coverage.
Nice.
Of the other games.
Scoreboard watching at 10.
All he wants to, hey, Dad, somebody in Seattle just hit a 3-run homer. Can you believe it? Wow, son, that's incredible. Thanks for letting me know. Constant. He's had it. He doesn't want to watch anymore. You're that bad. You're that ineffective, and you are lacking entertainment at that level.
For a 10-year-old.
A 10-year-old sports-obsessed boy who won't get television all day long told me, no thanks. I can't watch the Giants play the Dodgers anymore.
That's going to be a no from him, Dad, for tonight. So he's going to come home after no TV all day in a spot where he always gets to watch ball with his dad, and he's out. I'm out. You talk about the Giants, I'm out. He's out.
Yeah. So am I. Pay the under.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome because I allowed it. I mean, I could have gotten in there and derailed and, you know, prolonged it.
Yeah.
And there's more, obviously, to talk about. Nick Ahmed is now a Dodger, and the Giants sending out Luis Matos. And, you know, you made a funny joke right before we came back on the air about Steve Kerr because, you know,
I think he's running the Giants.
They don't love the young people.
It's like, I see people who are in their 20s still on the roster. Let's fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Rod has had a couple of tough outings, is Randy Rodriguez the problem? Jackson gets to stay, but Ranrod goes out. And what? Matos, just because he didn't catch one fly ball and he's been struggling, now he goes out.
Well, he's looked awful. He's looked awful in every facet of the game.
But we need the Derek Hill era to begin.
I mean,
Hill and Bauman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's what we're doing, then let's do it.
Because Farhan needs a 6-game win streak that starts tonight.
Okay.
That's what he needs.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get it.
Glasnow is back for the Dodgers against Robbie Ray making his Giants debut.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, go Giants. I hope that they can do it. It's more fun when they're good. Nobody wants to see this thing slide into Bolivia.
13
or
runs.
Oblivion. That was for Tony Bruno.
13 runs. 13 runs.
In 6 games?
In
5.
5.
Since the break.
Since the break, yeah.
That's not good enough.
All of the things that everybody said about the Giants the last 2 years, which were supposed to go away because $200 million payroll and free agency and all of that, all of those things are, I think, even more true. They're more true now than they were before. Because now you get to like mix frustration and anxiety in with them as well. Like absolute, total, lifeless bore.
And last night was maybe the most infuriating almost ninth inning rally because you're down 5-1.
No, but my feet
and you
up.
Get bases. Like, no, but still.
Of course no one's going to hit the ball once the bases get loaded.
That was the thing, though.
Yeah.
You score a run and you've got action and it's like, what? One swing of the bat. Ties it,
mm-hmm.
And then you think that in your own mind because you're doing the math and you're thinking about like the reality of one swing of the bat, and then you catch yourself and you kind of laugh. And that's it.
I'd like to salute Tyler Fitzgerald for playing through all
good
of this.
Good Lord,
crap.
5 straight. Yeah.
I'd like to salute Tyler Fitzgerald for absolutely being a complete and total gamer while everybody else just swings and misses at everything. Yeah. So lifeless bore.
To the point where your own 10-year-old is saying no thank you to TV. Yeah.
Don't say that's coming from a grizzled adult who's got other stuff to do. A 10-year-old with stars in his eyes can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And I already told you at the beginning of the week that what this week meant to me. You play well this week. If you want any entertainment dollars in August or September, I have only got time and space in my bank account for a pennant race, not for DFAs and who knows what's, not for Derek Hill and Bauman. Let's see if we found something, another diamond in the rough. No time, no energy. The Niners camp is open. Thanks. Thanks for attempting to do something this summer. You didn't. So, that's all.
I'll keep my eyes on the Dodger lineup when it comes out where Nick Ahmed bats.
If he plays tonight, he's totally hitting a homer. He's totally going to hit a homer.
It's possible.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.